Thank you very much, Madam President. Thank you very much, Madam President. I just wanted to thank the Secretariat and also the panel for their interesting remarks. Very, very interesting topic. And I also wanted to highlight some of the work that my own organisation, the Competition and Markets Authority in the UK, has done since COVID. And I think one of the points I wanted to make coming from that is the importance of the combination of law, advocacy and enforcement, because I think we've had to use all of those tools to get the best results for consumers overall, which led to over £200 million worth of refunds being awarded to consumers from COVID cancellations alone. So specifically, we issued a statement on consumer rights within a month of the original lockdown, and that echoed a lot of the points made by my colleague Mr. Deshpande from India around the importance of consumers having refunds where they had no control over access to those services. So in particular, we focused on where there were criminal offences preventing consumers from actually reaching their flights or from travelling. And in those instances, we said that full refunds should always be given. We then focused on two particular sectors, one on package travel, which is where most of the refunds came from. That included a number of undertakings, so that's informal promises given to us as an authority, court cases, but also an open letter to the sector. And we followed that up with reminders of that letter in the next summer, because of course there continued to be lockdowns, unfortunately. We also did some work in the wedding sector, which of course doesn't affect tourists quite as much, although there may have been some tourists coming to those weddings, but really just to highlight that package travel work. Very happy to share those statements and the court cases with anyone that's interested in that. Just building on some of the comments made by the panel, we would be very happy to share our expertise in the unfair contract terms sector. That's something we have quite a bit of expertise in. Again, Mr. Deshpande made a specific reference to that as well. And I think we have quite similar legal frameworks, although not identical. And then just finally, I wanted to conclude by making a link through to the very helpful statements made around alternative dispute resolution by a number of panelists. I think this sector gives a very good example of both the desperate need for action, but also the really serious challenges and obstacles in taking it forward. So apologies for boring those who've heard me comment on ADR in previous years. I'll make some of the same comments briefly now. There's a question about whose law is relevant. Is it the tourist law in this particular instance? Is it the receiving countries? How is that determined? Who pays for the system? Is it the consumer? Is it the industry? Is it through taxation? And then who binds companies and actors cross-border on the jurisdiction question? So very happy to help solve those questions, very happy to continue to work in the area. As many people have highlighted, it is very needed, but just to highlight, there are some very serious challenges, and I haven't as yet heard a sort of straightforward answer to any of those questions. So thank you all very much. Look forward to working on both tourism and alternative dispute resolution going forward.